You mentioned that this second patient received anastrozole. How did she do on the anastrozole? Any symptoms?
She did not have symptoms, but we are seeing a relatively large proportion, that is between 15 and 20% of our patients who receive anastrozole for adjuvant therapy, that they are experiencing arthralgias and myalgias, and some of them so severely that we need to discontinue the aromatase inhibitor. That appears to be occurring in about 2 to 5% of patients where we have to discontinue, but I think as many as 1 in 5 patients report significant myalgias or arthralgias. Now, we've approached that with either temporarily discontinuing therapy, giving them 2 to 4 weeks off the aromatase inhibitor, and then restarting it. My impression is that a large number of those patients with a break in therapy and then restarting can resume their treatment, but there are some who cannot, and then we switch them to another agent. So if they started with anastrozole, the switch is typically to letrozole, and very often that switch will resolve the problem. In my discussions with other oncologists around the country, though, they've not had great success in switching aromatase inhibitors, and they report that many of their patients who have arthralgias, myalgias with one will have them with another. I can only remember 2 patients in the last 3 or 4 years who we've had to abandon aromatase inhibitor therapy and go to tamoxifen because they simply couldn't tolerate any of the 3 aromatase inhibitors.
What's your experience been in terms of overall quality of life, side effects, et cetera? You mentioned the arthralgia, tamoxifen versus the AIs.
Well, I've been surprised at the relative paucity of symptoms in these patients. I would have predicted that when you reduce the circulating ligand by over 95%, that most of these postmenopausal women would have been very symptomatic, that they would have had hot flashes, mood swings, sleep disturbances, all sorts of daily symptoms that would be problematic and difficult, and I haven't seen that, somewhat to my surprise, that other than the arthralgias and myalgias, we have seen very, very few symptomatic side effects.
How would you contrast the more serious complications from aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen? There was some data presented at the ASCO meeting on bone. Where are we right now with bone fractures versus problems with tamoxifen?
One of the things that we tell people initially when we tell them that we're choosing aromatase inhibitor therapy and not tamoxifen, and many patients are aware of tamoxifen, they expect sometimes to receive tamoxifen and we offer them an aromatase inhibitor. We tell them at the initiation of therapy that compared to tamoxifen, aromatase inhibitors have really a better safety profile. There's fewer thromboembolic events. There are certainly fewer uterine events. And there is the issue of the bones. But we begin by saying, in general, the aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women compared to tamoxifen are better, safer drugs.